the Marketing COVID Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I happen to save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. Let's just call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. Now, if you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, I want you to turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are on a mission. I'm still tired of folks moaning and groaning about folks won't hire us, they won't give us a job, they won't do this and do that. Folks, this is a no excuses show. Stop complaining, stop whining, stop moaning, stop groaning, and let's get out here and do something, because we are in some turbulent times right now. We have an absolute fool in the White House. This guy Donald Trump, he's getting crazy by the moment. But you know, these are strange times. When you stand against hate, you find yourself creating some strange bedfellows. I never thought in my lifetime I'd be rooting for some people like Ted Cruz and Bob Corker, Arnold Schwarzenegger, but some of these guys are actually starting to step up to the plate and challenge this crazy man in the White House. Bob Corker just came out recently and said that said the president was not stable or competent. And this is one of his fellow Republicans. Now, you know, if he says this, then there's some weird things going on. The number here is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. If you want to join into the conversation, please give us a call. We have an exciting show, as always. We have also my co-host, attorney Tisha Hillman. Good morning, Tisha.
Good morning, Robert, and good morning to all the listeners out there. Thank you for tuning in.
I know you are. You are not exactly Mr. Trump's biggest fan. I know. You don't even like to call his name.
You know what you're doing, right? You're starting some stuff early this morning.
I'm starting some stuff early this morning. I said, Tisha, I know this must have had you climbing the wall this week. Man.
Oh, my goodness. We knew, well, some of us knew what this man was when he ran for office during the election season. Mm-hmm. But to really get up and to coddle white supremacists, mm-hmm, and the KKK is something that I really didn't think that I would actually see. I thought I would see a black president before I saw that.
Right.
But, I mean, it's unbelievable.
And right, you can't even find words, because let me tell you, this is a theory I have, because I am a student of history. My undergrad degree was in political science, and I studied very carefully and with interest the Nazi, the rise of Adolf Hitler, when he wrote Mein Kampf, which was German for my struggle. He led a movement, and the thing that throws people off and the people that don't know history is that it happens gradually. You don't just jump, mm-hmm, up one day and all of a sudden Hitler's in power. He actually won in a democratic election. He won by votes. But the difference is, if you can take the population and divide it up into like 20 sections, you can win by plurality. Now, let's do the math for a minute. Let's just say that Donald Trump, by his madness and his alt-right and his fascists, his Nazis, his Confederates, the white supremacists, the nationalists, and all these kooks over here. And then you have the general population. Let's say your strategy is to divide it up by black, Hispanic, LGBTQ, men, women, rich, poor, red, blue, Republican, Democrat. All of a sudden, you've taken a pie that was 100 and divided it up into, let's say, now these different pieces are like 10. All you need is 11% of the fascists, and all of a sudden, they can win. So that's what makes what Donald Trump doing is so dangerous, and why there must be a fight back. That's why when you see people, that's why sometimes you have to, so we have to take the reverse strategy. We have to take the sane Republicans, the Democrat base, the LGBTQ base, the Hispanic base, the Black base, all of these different groups that history has been replete with trying to separate and divide. This group has to come back together and stand against hate. So that's the moral of this show. That's the theme of this show today. We are going to be standing against hate. We have to do it together. We saw what happened in Charlottesville this weekend. And the fact that the president came out and made this moral equivalency of, well, they were bad on both sides. There were some fine men over there in Charlottesville with the tiki torches and the khaki pants. And, folks, this is a different time. Anyway, the show is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. And then we have this issue with the statues. Folks, I'm sorry. Now, we're going to talk business later on, but sometimes we have to take a pause. We have to take a pause and feel our pulse, because there was a guy called Martin Niemöller. He was a pastor in Germany. He was born like in 1800, and he lived about 1950-something. He did a poem that has become famous. Look it up, Martin Niemöller. And he basically said, kind of echoing and kind of the basis of some of the things I'm saying, how you divide the people. I don't have the exact words, but he said, first they came for the scientists. But I wasn't a scientist, so I didn't worry about it. Then he came for the poets. He came for the blacks. He came for the Jews. And each one of these groups was saying, well, he's not coming after me, so I don't have to worry about it. But what they were doing is ticking off these different groups one at a time. And then finally, when they came for me, there was nobody left to fight for me. And that's the strategy of these racists and this Donald Trump. We're just not going to let it happen. So anyway, we have an exciting show today. Later in the show, matter of fact, coming up at 10:45, we're going to have Curtis Gatewood out of North Carolina. He was he's been a big figure in the NAACP. He had his own organization now called SKU, Stop Killing Us. And they're having a rally coming up on August 28th, and they're going to be coming to the Capitol, and they're going to be forcing, addressing some of the issues of some of the killings that the police have perpetrated on some of the people in the community. They're also going to talk on this issue of some of the same issues that we're facing now against Donald Trump. So he's coming on at 10:45.
Any relation?
Wait, just my brother.
Okay, I love it.
You got to look this guy up, Curtis Gatewood. This guy is a, man, you talk about somebody who is in the struggle. He's been out there. He's my younger brother, and he's a very powerful force. Just really proud and honored to have him as my brother, all my brothers. Also, my other brother, Leon Gatewood, we talked about him last week as well. We dedicated the show to him. He was involved in a very serious incident where he had suffered a serious wound to his neck. And he was really on life support. We were really, really, I mean, I can say it now since he's out of the woods. Really wondering if the brother's going to make it. So everybody who's called and wishing me well, Leon is doing well. Maybe I can get him on the phone today. But he is speaking now for a whole week. He couldn't even talk. He had a tube down his throat and another tube coming out of his neck. Guy was in a bad shape. So that's my family down in North Carolina. So we're going to have the family, going to rally the family today.
A family reunion
right here on the Marketing Pulpit radio show. Later in the show, I'm also going to talk about social media, y'all. We're going to talk about direct action ads. Social media generally is thought of as an indirect action promotion tool, which means it's not really a strong call to action. We're going to talk about direct action ads in social media and how you can actually get social media working for you. When you actually go out and pay for ads and some of the types of ads, how to track those ads and so forth. So that's coming on later in the show. You got something for us today, Tisha? Or are you just hanging out with us?
I do.
What you got?
I do. And I want to talk to the people about their First Amendment rights. With all of these things that are happening in our country, it's so important to know what your rights are, because people keep talking about, specifically when we're talking about white nationalists. Mm-hmm. They want to talk about their First Amendment rights and things like that, but we don't talk about the consequences. Mm. of First Amendment. Wow. So I want to educate the people a little bit about their rights and what they are, especially because for exercising my First Amendment rights, I was actually kicked off of Facebook for a week.
What?
Absolutely. So I certainly want to share with the people why it's important and what it means, and to dispel the myth that First Amendment rights are absolute.
All right. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to that. And I have a question also. For all you business owners out there, why are some of you all not advertising and promoting your business? I'm going to stop being nice to y'all. I'm serious. I've been nice too long. I'm going to take off the gloves and just start being mean to folks. Like, some folks need to be slapped around. I mean, not literally, but I mean, really.
Well, some do literally need to be slapped. But we'll save that for later.
We'll save that for later. I am tired of seeing our businesses fail in our community, and it's avoidable. Just some basic things. I was talking to a young lady the other day, and bless her heart, and she's listening. Yes, I'm talking to you. She was she wanted some help with her website, and she said, "Well, I got this intern or some kid out of school to build my website, and I want you to take a look at it." And well, when I looked at it, guess what? It looked like a kid out of school had built her website.
And, oh, no.
Folks, you can't take shortcuts with this stuff. You can't be competing with companies, national companies, professional companies, companies that have been around for years, if you're looking like your branding is being marshaled by a 15-year-old. Anyway, folks, we're going to come back after the break. We're going to have Curtis Gatewood calling out of North Carolina. The number is 1-800-450-7876. This is The Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
DC's News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.
Good morning, this WOL traffic and weather update brought to you by DC Mega Millions' $20 million jackpot. On South Dakota Avenue, the accident was cleared away at Kennedy Street Northeast. Everything there is open, so that's getting better, much better right now with no delays at all. Interloop of the Beltway, still pretty slow from 50 to 202. The accident there cleared away. The outer loop was slow, University Boulevard around the Georgia Avenue. Just some leftover volume there. 295 southbound, pretty slow, Burroughs Avenue to East Capitol Street. Play the Neighborhood Scratchers from the D.C. Lottery. Enter the second chance drawing. You could win $500,000 that may be used toward buying a home. D.C. Lottery, lots of people win. Now your WOL weather forecast. Cloudy today. Heavy thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Some might be severe. High near 91. Becoming partly cloudy overnight down to 72. Tomorrow partly cloudy. High near 89. Steve Hirshhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM. WOL, where information is power.
All right, you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We are saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I start to sound like a preacher up here, don't hold it against me now, because I got it from my dear old dad. My dad was in the pulpit for 50-plus years. Matter of fact, he was in one, I think that was more like, yeah, about 50-something years he was in the pulpit of the same church, but he was in the pulpit actually longer than that. So when he passed away in 2010, that would be 7 years ago, I was trying to find a name for my radio show. I wanted something that had some meaning behind it. I wanted something that would kind of symbolize who I was, what my fiber was, what made me what I was. And I kept thinking about that pulpit my dad was in for so many years. And I said to myself, well, I'm in the marketing field, been doing that forever. I've been sitting in front of the pulpit for so many years, watching my dad. So the two just kind of melted together, like that commercial where the peanut butter, the Reese's cup, where the chocolate and the peanut butter comes together on the Reese's cup. Well, marketing and pulpit kind of just came together and formed the name Marketing Pulpit. And that is how the company got its name. That is why I am so passionate about what I do. If I sound like a preacher up here sometimes, folks, I got it from my dear old dad. dad, rest his soul.
He get it from his daddy.
Got it from my daddy. Thank you, Reverend Dr. W.H. Gatewood. And, of course, I got a little of my mom in me, too. My mom, bless her heart. She is 97 years old down there in North Carolina, and she is just still kicking. So, folks, let me tell you, when you got good stock like my mom and dad, you got to be good people. But I'm not in it alone. I got a big family. 14, can you believe this, teacher? 14 people came out of my mom and dad.
And wow. That's what they used to do back in the day, though.
Guess what, teacher? Now, they didn't have cable TV back then, so I'm sure, you know, lack of entertainment
that's
probably
what?
Had something to do. But check out another reason. Somebody needed to pick that darn cotton. Think about it. Instead of going out here hiring, you go ahead and make another baby. You get a little short in hand, get a little short hand, you go make another baby. And we were a small family on the block. We had the Lockharts down there. They had about 18. We had the Poles, probably. They had about 30
wow.
of them. So, and, hey, look, I'm not going to take all the stuff because I have a witness. I have a witness by the name of Curtis Gatewood on the phone who can back up. Welcome to the show, Curtis.
Hey, Robert. Hey. Hello, everybody. This is Curtis Gatewood.
Good morning.
So glad to be here. I am a witness.
You're a witness. That's right. Curtis, say hello to Teacher Hillman, my guest host, Attorney Teacher Hillman.
Hello, Attorney
Good morning,
Teacher
Curtis.
Hillman. It's great to hear you this morning.
I heard you down there doing good things.
Oh, well, I tell you, but it's always good to have a lawyer around. Yes, Lord, I always
hey,
try to.
If anybody needs a lawyer around, I'm Miss Curtis. That boy's been locked up more times for protesting.
Oh, Lord. I love it.
He's been in jail probably as long as he's been out, more than he's been out of jail.
That's right.
I definitely need lawyer friends. That's for sure. So it's a pleasure meeting you. God is good.
Well, Curtis, a lot's been going on. We just want to get your perspective. We were talking about the crazy man in the White House, Donald Trump, and we talked about the events that happened in Charlottesville this week. And we also want to talk about what you have going on. But first, let's talk about Charlottesville. What's your take on Charlottesville? Looking through your lens as a civil rights advocate and a community organizer and somebody who's in the struggle. When I look up the struggle in the dictionary, your picture comes up. Give us your perspective on what happened this week.
Right. First of all, everyone needs to look at history. And first of all, one of the interesting things that Donald Trump said that that people should note, he said they had a permit. Somewhat trying to justify or indicate since they had a permit, they were the ones who were basically in the right. That's what he was suggesting.
They were legal, right? Everybody else was illegal.
They're the ones who had a permit. First of all, what is so interesting about people like Trump and so many other politicians that I've had to, that I've really had big problems with, even the Clintons and other people, when we talk about terrorism, they're always pointing overseas. They're always pointing at ISIS. They're always pointing at Al-Qaeda or some foreign place. And they also like
to say it.
into the Muslim equation. And they never want to talk about terrorism here on American soil. African Americans, they've been fighting in wars since they've been on the front line ever since. They were part of whether it was Civil War, having to fight these races who were rebelling against the United States of America, who walk around talking about they have a history or heritage, when in fact their heritage was actually terrorism, domestic enemies, who were actually fighting the United States of America and lost. So first of all, this shouldn't even be in the statutes up from the beginning, because the fact of the matter is that's like putting up a statue of Saddam Hussein or somebody else who might have been, fighting the United States of America. So even though it's Saddam Hussein, I wouldn't even put him in that category, because Saddam Hussein, at least, he was in his country, minding his business. But the fact of the matter is, we have so many instances where KKK racist terrorists have murdered black people. And another thing people need to understand, whenever there was a black man hung, they also took the land. We don't talk about the land takings that African Americans had to endure. They all often talk about we want a handout or we want some free stuff and all this, never mentioning the fact that African Americans, when they were pulling themselves up from boots that they didn't even have straps to, they were making a way. They were actually becoming businessmen. They were coming. They were becoming right off the slave plantation. And the more they became successful, there was an evil, angry backlash that caused them to be murdered for doing good, for doing right, for doing all the things they said they want black folk to do. They said they wanted to be independent.
But you know,
these people were right off the plantation doing it, but there were KKK men, Confederate sympathizers, who were going around lynching folk, and they've been doing it for the last 150 years. First of all, they were terrorists then, they were terrorists now, and they should have never had a permit to even be on the streets. They never should have had a permit to be recruiting. They should have never had a permit to have a rally. So, first of all, before we even get to Trump, all the racist, nasty, ugly history that these people represent, it should have already been stopped over 150 years ago. So they shouldn't even there shouldn't even be in existence an organization that can walk down the street who have a history of bombing churches, killing little babies, killing Emmett Till, killing all the people that they've taken. We've had over about, I would say probably about 4,000 lynchings between probably 1890 and 1960 that were just outright lynching, murder, land taking, and the KKK's hands were all in it. And they're still in existence. So that's the first thing we need to deal with. They shouldn't have even been in existence at this point. They should have been, you know, the enlistment of being to serve in the armed services, the enlistment says that we swear to defend the Constitution against foreign and domestic enemies. So that means all that money that we put into the defense budget, we have a defense budget that's higher than the next 8 countries combined. No money is ever used to defend black people. There's no money ever used to defend black people who are being murdered by terrorists here at home. It should have never taken the Black Panther Party to try to defend their own communities by saying we want to use self-defense. And they were even murdered through the FBI, COINTELPRO, and all that. But they should not have had that responsibility. It should have been the responsibility of the United States of America, all the money that we put in as taxpayers paying our disproportionate share of taxes, where the Homeland Security, the FBI, CIA, the Defense Department should have making sure there were no terrorists on this American soil to start with before we even get to Charlottesville.
Hey, Curtis, let me emphasize something you said, because it's something I've been saying as well. And you made an excellent point about Trump pointing to the legality of the Nazis and the Confederates. If these guys had been branded the terrorists they were, and they are,
exactly,
they would not have been issued a permit. You can't issue a permit to ISIS. ISIS is not going to get a permit to march down the street in Charlottesville with torches.
They're going to be able to. They think they're going to be able to march in America and recruit.
Right.
That's a recruiting mechanism when you have a rally. That's a recruiting. I work for the NAACP. When we do things like that, it's the recruitment tool. You are showing that you are relevant. You are showing that you are visible.
Legitimate.
You are showing that you have support. It's a demonstration to show that you are worthy of support.
Curtis,
why would you have that opportunity?
Tell you. You done made me get out my church fan, and I done threw it across the room.
I told you.
Lord, have mercy.
I told you, teacher, you have to hang on to your hat. This boy is in the...
I know.
He is
that's
Mr.
Too, I mean, that's too much truth for him this morning, Curtis.
And see, people don't even talk about that. We don't even need to... We shouldn't even be having this discussion. We have terrorists, and the only reason they exist because they kill black Americans?
Yeah.
Yep. Let's be real. That's the only reason they exist.
There should not have been a Charleston confrontation in the first place, because the terrorists known as the alt-right, the KKK, the Confederates, the Nazis, the white supremacists, the white nationalists, or whatever you want to call them, they should not have been issued a permit in the first place, because they are terrorists.
The and then the second place is, even if you gave them a permit, you're still not permitted to incite a deadly riot. You're not permitted to commit terrorism. You're not permitted your permit does not call for you to commit murder.
Curtis, hang on. I want you to hang on. We're gonna bring you back after the break. So hang on. Folks, we're talking to Curtis Gatewood out of the North Carolina area. His organization, SKU Stop Killing Us, they're bringing a rally to the nation's capital. We're going to be right back after the break.
Why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Having trouble finding Connor's middle school? Would you like directions?
No, why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Finding lowest airfare to Istanbul.
No, I'm tired of fighting with him over homework.
Home, walk, restaurant. Need a review?
No, I need help. He's very smart, but his mind wanders. He's disorganized.
I think I understand.
Oh, good.
Finding best potatoes for French fries.
No!
Russet, fingerling, Yukon gold.
Why don't you understand me?
Sorry, I was trying to show how Connor feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
People been saying to your friend, get a different face, and posting on their feed, they're super ugly. The things they say to them online are cruel and they're not true. So tell your friend, I'll stand up for you. Don't worry, I know what to do.
Know someone being bullied online? You can be a witness and make a difference by letting the world know it isn't cool, and by letting your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
1450 WOL Washington, W240 DJ Washington, 95.9 WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All righty, this is our Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We are saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if you find yourself at a business crossroads and you're not sure which way to turn, I want you to turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Folks, I am tired of you all. I done told you. I'm going to tell you again. All this complaining, moaning, and groaning about what the man ain't letting me do, and I can't do this. BS. Get off your behind. Get out here and support these black businesses. Go out here and start a business. Let me tell you something, folks. Last time I checked, you cannot pass your good job, your good government job, down to your child. Now, one thing I'm proud about, and I'm just going to pat myself on the back because I've had a bruise back there. I have a daughter. Love that little girl to death. I am proud to know that she would never have to worry about eating again because her dad is going to pass on to her a successful business if she wants it. Now, of course, she's going to blaze her own trail. She might not even want anything to do with it. But I am proud to know that because I have been in the trenches, I've done what I was supposed to do, I have a legacy to pass on down. The Marketing Pulpit is a trademark brand. Gatewood Marketing is mine. I own it. I don't have to ask for permission to go to lunch or when I'm going to eat and sleep. And I can get sick if I want to. I can wake up when I want to. There is nothing in the world like it. The Marketing Pulpit wants us to create more people that have that same freedom. You can't get out here in the struggle and raise all the hell you want to when you're worrying about what the man's going to think about you. That has been our problem. So the answer is to create these successful businesses. And the only way we can do that is to support each other. Go out here, buy black. If you can't buy black, then buy from companies that support us and support our aims and mission. It reminds me of a few months ago when the Marketing Pulpit was probably about the third or fourth year. And a guy from Mercedes-Benz of Silver Spring, he wanted to advertise on the show. Now, of course, I had this cognitive dissonance, this moral dilemma. I'm saying to myself, am I going to be a vehicle to push these expensive cars on my audience just to make a buck? I made a decision that I was not going to do that, and I told him that. I said, that is just not what this show is about. But what I can do If you are hiring people in our community, if you are putting our people to work, then I will tell the audience that. And if they hear that, and if they decide to come by your car, they are doing it with a righteous purpose. And that's what I did. I put together a campaign that said, look, this guy is hiring people. And he showed me people he had hired. He was showing me their pictures. I went to his shop. I said, that's what we're going to talk about. Guess what? We had an event at his on his showroom and sold a Mercedes-Benz off the showroom floor because one of the listeners said, I want to support companies that are supporting us. The moral of that story, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to sell your soul to make a buck. You do not have to sell your soul to go out here and be successful. Be righteous. Stand on your purpose. Stand on your reason for being, your raison d'etre, and you can be successful without selling out. That's my message today. You do not have to sell your soul to be successful. And that's the mistake that a lot of people believe, that they got to go out here and become something they're not. They got to wear this face, this facade. They got to fake it. The end of this, faking it till I make it. Be yourself and let the chips fall where they may. We have on the line, Mr. Curtis Gate with North Carolina. We have also attorney Tisha Hillman. This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. If you want to join in, the number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Curtis, now you done got me preaching. Now we got
this. Yes, sir, buddy. These are the message.
These are weighty times. This is not a time to sit on the fence.
Yes, sir.
And I must say, when I started this show, I mean, I hadn't been out of corporate America that long. I still had my little, I gotta walk a certain way and talk a certain way. I might offend somebody if I don't do this or don't do that the right way. Folks, let me tell you, the folks that's gonna hate you, they're gonna hate you. I don't care how you walk or how you talk. There are folks that are gonna hate you because of the color of your skin. I don't care how fast you talk, how much command you have of the English language, what kind of fork, if your fork is on the left side or the right side, you pick up the right fork or the wrong fork. Some folks just going to hate you regardless. So all this pretending to be something you're not just to make somebody like you, that has not served us at all. So anyway, I'm sorry, Curtis.
Wow. This is man, love you for that.
Curtis, wow. Before you get back on... And teach, I'm going to get to you in a second. Hang on there.
That's okay.
Leon. Now, Leon, we're going to talk about Leon for a minute. Leon is my brother. Now,
mm-hmm.
And I'm, folks, y'all going to have to bear with the Gatewood moment for a moment. Because one thing our daddy taught us, he was a sharecropper. He was a Baptist minister. And he told us that you are never going to get anywhere just depending on other folks. He also taught us tolerance. He taught us to look after people that are less fortunate than us, which was kind of hard because we didn't have a lot at all. The people less fortunate than us was a very small group of people. But the fact that group existed, he knew that one day we were going to be in a position of power and the ability to help other folks. And that's why I want to dedicate a moment to my brother Leon. Leon suffered a grievous injury last week. Mm-hmm. I went down to North Carolina. I drove the minute I heard what had happened. I jumped in my car and hit the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying to myself, this could not have happened to somebody who was less deserving. Leon has an organization called Holla, helping our loved ones learn and achieve. And his mission has been to help our community by teaching our young people how to read and how to become more educated and become more aware of their surroundings and become better human beings. And I dedicated last week's show to Leon. I'm dedicating another show to Leon. I was happy this morning as I was coming into the studio. I heard somebody on the speakerphone. Thought I'm talking to Curtis. And I'm saying, Curtis, now you know you're coming on the show, right? And then he said, what am I going to talk about? I said, wait a minute. He said, that's not Curtis, that's Leon. Leon is actually, he has his voice back. He had a serious wound to his neck. The tube. I guess it still is. Leon able to say hello?
I stepped out of the room because I didn't want to be in the room with somebody coming to ask, did I use the bathroom? They think they're talking to me. He's a patient there, so I didn't want to have to explain. I'm in my brother's room, and he's still needing the nurse to ask him those types of questions.
Will you please?
So I stepped out, but I'm still in the hospital.
Please tell Leon that we are still rooting. caring for him and my mom.
Oh, yeah.
Leon was also my mom's primary caretaker, so he had to kind of take a break from that. And so my mom she's a little out of sorts right now, but we have a big family. We stepped in. Everybody stepped up to the plate. Joseph, Ellen, Lillian, Clyde, Cecil, Daniel. Who did I miss? Lillian, Joseph, Curtis, Robert. We have a very big family. So anyway, Curtis.
Wow, man. Thank you for that, Rob. I tell you, man, that touches my heart as well.
And
yes,
you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We'd like to thank Miss Kathy Hughes for providing this platform at Radio One. And it takes people like her in our community to make this platform available to us. I want to thank Miss Karen Jackson, the manager over here, Mr. Ron Thompson, all the folks that make this show possible. We want to thank you because they are doing it the right way. We also like to thank our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites, Miss Bernadette Clay. That's another sister that's making things happening by providing affordable office space and mail services and phone services for people in our community, and she has been a sponsor of this show almost from the beginning. I want to thank these people because they are doing what it takes to move this ball in our community. I want to thank my co-hosts, people like Attorney Tisha Hillman, people like Philosophy, people like Mr. Dennis Shipman out of New York, people like Florida Bell Griffin out of Houston, Texas, people like Sharon Bennett out of North Carolina, people like Coach Keith Howard doing the sports show, people like Brother Reverend Ray Razor doing the disability show, and if I missed anybody, it's hard to believe I did. All of these folks are part of the Marketing Pulpit family. Of course, Leon Gable, who does the disability financial literacy show with Fluter Bell Griffin on Thursday. Thank you again to him. Anyway,
wow.
I am on the pulpit today. I'm on the pulpit today. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. So, Curtis, give us a wrap-up. I know if we could go on, we could do a whole hour show and then some, and we will have to get you back. Tell us about the event that's coming up on the 28th.
Right.
Well, first tell us about your organization, and then you can talk about the event.
Okay. Yeah, first of all, I do want to say this to people who profess to be Christian, because we have a lot of people in America, especially, who profess to be Christian. In fact, our President Trump has often acted as if he only wanted Christians here. He wanted to ban Muslims. Mm-hmm. But my question would be to him, if we only wanted Christians, would he be here? Because, you know, Jesus, one of the first things Jesus asked the rich man, and I'm not talking about people who are making a decent living, let's be clear, the rich man, the people who own billions and billions of dollars who are not paying their workers. The first thing Jesus asked, you know, if the rich man would take what he has and give it back to those who the poor, the less fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he asked of the rich man. And, of course, the rich man, at that time, walked away. And then Jesus said it would be easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than for this rich man to get into heaven. So a lot of times we have these so-called folk who are supposedly wearing Christianity on their sleeve, especially in the so-called right, who profess to be Christian, but they're not caring about the poor, they're not caring about the least, they're not caring about those who are mistreated and oppressed. Then I wonder what Bible are they reading? So some of what you're hearing about stop killing us is actually springing out of a form of religion whereby we are actually talking about helping those who are amongst the least, as Jesus said. And I say to people, if you're not going to read the whole Bible, read the red, because that's where Jesus is talking.
Right.
And so when you hear Jesus talking, he's usually talking in defense of the least, the poor, those who are mistreated, those who are left out, those who are hungry, those who are in prison, those who are naked, those in need of health care. So it's ironic that the so-called Christian on the right act as if they can be Christian and not want health care. They act like they can be Christian and not care if we have a death penalty that would kill black folk and poor folk. And they claim to be pro-life while they're for every war that would kill innocent people, bomb people who are in their homes, old people, elderly, pregnant children, didn't matter, bomb, kill, and send other people who look like me to kill or be killed, but they still claim to be pro-life. So we're here to say we are more consistent with stop killing us I would say this would probably be the first real pro-life movement to come along. Because we're not saying wait until we're out of the speech. We're not saying that abortion or pro-life ends at the birth canal. We're saying once that baby is born, what are you going to do for that baby when that baby is born? It's not necessarily righteous to want me to be born and slave in on your plantation. I mean, you know, because they used to get bucks and the slave master, all of them would impregnate black women so that we could be slaves. So just to say you want us to be born out of the womb doesn't mean you're a Christian. Mm. How are you going to treat me once I get out of the womb is the question. And so when we say stop killing us, we're saying once we've been born, Robert and Tisha, that there is a responsibility, a moral responsibility in this country to keep us alive. The Constitution talks clearly about allowing us to live and to bear fruit from our own labor. And so there are so many ways that we are being killed disproportionately, African Americans, since we've been here from the slave ships up until now. There's always a new way to kill us. Hmm. So first of all, through a religious aspect of this, a moral aspect, we're saying simply, in plain language, stop killing us. Wow. That is the message that we're bringing forward. It's based on righteousness. It's based in religion. We're to the point now where people don't even say, thou should not kill anymore. I mean, they just think that there's always a way that our slave master or our oppressors have taught us that killing is okay. Curtis, it's okay to go kill somebody else.
Curtis, hang on a second. We got another break. We're talking to Curtis Gatewood of SKU Stop Killing Us. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. The number is 1-800-450-7876. We'll be right back after the break. Teacher Hillman is going to talk about our First Amendment rights. Was that it, Teacher? Was that?
Yep, First Amendment.
We'll be right back after the break.
Good morning, this WOL traffic update brought to you by McDonald's on the outer loop of the Beltway now. After 450, before the BW Parkway, it was an accident in the right lane in delays up from Route 50. Then the outer loop is a little slow still through Silver Spring, but not a big deal. 295 is very slow right now northbound from Pennsylvania Avenue to Benning Road and southbound from Burroughs Avenue past East Capitol Street. Now at McDonald's, get any Happy Meal for just $2.99. Includes kids' delicious favorites like a hamburger or a four-piece chicken McNuggets for only $2.99, only at McDonald's. I'm loving it. Now your WOL weather forecast brought to you by Maryland Auto Insurance. Could see heavy thunderstorms this afternoon, a high near 91 degrees. Becoming partly cloudy after midnight down to 72. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high near 89. If you've been turned down or canceled by other insurance companies, Maryland Auto Insurance will insure you. Guaranteed. Find an agent at MyMarylandAuto.com. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
All right. So this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Hey, teacher, you ever been to Wyoming? You ever been to Wyoming?
I can't say that I have.
Oh, my God. I'm on this project with the Small Business Administration as a consultant, and I'm told to go to Wyoming on a project. I can't even find Wyoming on the map. What is it next to? I think it's next to Colorado or someplace. But anyway, I was just sitting here pondering that. Ah, boy, anyway. Never been to Wyoming. Matter of fact, I haven't been to many places. I had Avon Dews. Matter of fact, he's having a concert tomorrow at Arena Stage. His website is avondews.eventbrite. He plays the harmonica. He was on the show last week. Matter of fact, he played us a couple of tunes. Played that Amazing Grace. Oh, my goodness, man. I almost had my teacher out. Anyway, go check him out at eventbrite.avondews.com. He has some tickets left, so that's going to be a great concert tomorrow at 7:30 at the Arena Stage in Washington, D.C. He said he has a band, a combo, a bass guitar, a drummer, a background singer, and the guy can play that harmonica.
All the mercy.
My company is Gatewood Marketing. If you have some marketing, web, social media needs, and I know you do, you know who you are, and I get the calls now. I get calls, and I'm happy and thankful for the folks who listened and called in, and I'm helping them grow their companies. Call me at 301-839-2836 or go to gatewoodmarketing.com. Also, if you want to get on the Marketing Pulpit radio show to tell your story, go to marketingpulpit.com. You can find out more about me, the guest, and how to become a guest or a host. Marketingpulpit.com. I have in the studio Ms. Teacher Hillman by phone, attorney Teacher Hillman, and Curtis Gatewood of SKU. Curtis, we got a couple of minutes. Tell us about your event, and then we're going to jump on to Attorney Hillman. And feel free to hang on. Just going to hang around and, and chime in on Attorney Hillman.
First of all, August 28th, of course, that commemorates the 1963 March on Washington. So this is the 54th anniversary of what was originally the March for Jobs and Freedom. We best know as the March on Washington, August 28th. So we're calling for a National Day of Action on August 28th. We're already familiar that with the fact that there will be a march for ministers, about 1,000 ministers, through the National Action Network, Reverend Al Sharpton. But at 6 p.m., we're calling on people in their own communities. First of all, if you can make it to D.C., we're going to have a press conference to unveil what we refer to as the School Universal Standards for Law Enforcement. In other words, we have specific things that we're asking the Justice Department or your state Department of Justice or your police chief or your city council to make sure police are doing based upon the standards that we have put forward.
Hey, Curtis.
It's an easy way to measure what police could do. Go ahead.
What don't you do is give us the short version and send them to your website because we're going to run out of time in a minute. Yeah, give us the event, give us the skinny, and tell them how they can reach you and how to find out more information.
First of all, you can go to our website to find out more about Stop Killing Us. There's a tab there for Stop Killing Us at Justice Ministration, Justice, and then the word administration is MISISTRATION, JusticeMinistration.com. You can send an email to me at Gatewood. GATEWOOD love LOVES justice at gmail.com. You can even call me at 919-939-6311. And we're going to talk about the, we're calling for a National Day of Action where we want to have people in the various areas wherever you may live. We can set up a time where you can be at your police department on August 28th. We want everybody to be there at 6 p.m. to just have simultaneous protest or a simultaneous press conference to help us to release the universal standards for law enforcement. And we can talk more about that when you call.
All right, Curtis. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate you and everything you're doing. I've been backing
this brother. God bless you, brother.
You know, for many years, I was a suit and tie guy. And, you know, Curtis was like my alter ego. You know, when I couldn't go out there and raise hell because, of course, like I say, I was like a lot of folks. I was sitting behind a desk and, you know, some guy sitting next to me, he's going to be running me out of there if I come in there with a Dai Chi on raising hell. So Curtis was like my alter ego. I've been supporting him. Of course, I've shared the suit and tie, but I'm still supporting this brother because he is the guy's on, he's on the mark.
A lot of times I wear the suit and tie too, so hey.
That's right. We take turns being each other's alter
egos. Yes, sir. Well, I thank God for you. I thank God for attorney Tisha Hillman. I'm looking forward to even meeting her. I am working with her because I can tell through the spirit that she's connecting over there, and we are on one accord. We're in solidarity. We're all in this love together for our people. God bless you.
Yes.
All right, teacher.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
Attorney Teacher Hillman, she's not on this show by accident. She is actually, we share the same spirit, passion, fighting for justice, fighting wrong, and trying to make sure people stay woke, as the young people say.
Yes.
So, teacher, tell us about this First Amendment right. Tell us what we need to know.
So I just want to say really, really quickly, Curtis, thank you so much. I know that Robert started off the show saying that, you know, we're not saving souls.
but I think a few souls got saved today.
Go ahead, girl.
Because you certainly gave a message. You gave the people a word today.
Amen.
And I just want to say thank you so much for that, because, I mean, you said so much truth about what is really happening. And I think for too long, and I am going to segue into the First Amendment, but, you know, for so long, people have been fed lies. And so it is time for people to deal with the truth, to face the truth, and only then can we really move forward.
Mm.
So when we talk about moving forward, I want to talk to people about what their First Amendment rights are.
Mm-hmm.
You hear a lot of people in this day and age on social media, you know, voicing their opinions and things like that. And obviously what we saw in Charlottesville last week, unfortunately, is a demonstration based on people's First Amendment right to protest and to voice their grievances and everything like that. Because if we believe in this Constitution, which don't get me started on that, you know, the Constitution certainly affords people the freedom of speech, the freedom to peacefully assemble, which that's not what Charlottesville was. But it affords us those rights. But a lot of times people think that those rights are absolute, and they absolutely are not.
All right.
And so I want to just to explain to people that when it comes to First Amendment, there's something that is called whether or not the government can limit your First Amendment rights. Basically determines it goes back to whether or not the place that you are speaking, like, say, for instance, what happened in Charlottesville, or just general protests like, you know, like Curtis, you're planning, whether or not the government can infringe upon that speech depends on whether or not the forum is a forum that is traditionally used as a non-public forum or a public forum. And traditionally, public forums are things such as streets and parks and sidewalks, right? And so because those have been held in the trust for the use of the public, the way that the government, in order for the government to infringe upon your rights in a public forum, basically the government really has a very high burden. So to break it down in a nutshell, it takes a lot for the government to infringe upon your rights if you are using a traditionally a forum that's traditionally used as a public forum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're using a forum that's like a non-public forum, then the government, you know, they have less of a burden if they want to infringe upon your rights in using something that is designated as a non-public forum. And that is basically one that is traditionally not a public forum, like a street or a sidewalk or a park. So when I say that, it really depends. And so when we talked about, Curtis, you mentioned permit, right? And so this is where all of this stuff comes in. Make no mistake about it. You still have a First Amendment right. And yes, the government does have a burden to prove if they are trying to trample on your First Amendment right. And so sometimes it's very hard for the government to overcome their burden to prove that we should be able to prohibit you from exercising your right in this particular type of forum. And I hope that makes sense. I hope that wasn't too much legalese for people. But when it comes to things like social media, for instance, on Twitter, my Twitter profile basically says that I am an avid Trump troller. And that is absolutely true. I troll him pretty much every day because he is a terrible human being that promotes terrible policies, and he coddles the KKK and white supremacists. And so as an advocate for equality and for justice, I am going to troll him every day of his life.
Go ahead.
Because he deserves it. Well,
let me ask you this.
Because
is that protected? Is that protected under free speech?
What I'm saying?
Yeah, trolling Trump. Is that protected under free speech?
It absolutely is.
Okay.
And let me tell you why. Because if you remember, not too long ago, I believe it was the ACLU, either they sued or they came in basically under what's called, they filed, I believe, what was called an amicus brief.
Hey,
basically a friend of the court.
Hey, teacher, I hate to say it.
Yes.
We got 1 minute.
Okay. So basically what I'm saying is, no, the government can't come in if you are on, if you are basically trolling a public official on a government site. They cannot limit that, because if that's what the forum is used for, then the government can infringe upon those rights. So what I'm saying is, when it comes to you know, political speech or whatever,
hey,
in your place of employment,
TJ, quickly give us your information. Yes. Real fast. We're out of time.
So, okay. So real fast. Be careful when you're exercising your First Amendment rights. But yes, you absolutely have First Amendment rights to say what you want to say, regardless of whether or not it makes someone mad.
All right, folks, that's Teacher Hillman. She's here the first Friday of every month. She came in special today because of this sensitive topic. Find her information on the website at marketingpulpit.com. She's also at tshillmanlaw.com. This is The Marketing Pulpit. We're wrapping up. Thank you, Curtis. Thank you, Teacher. And if you want to be successful, folks, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
News Talk, 1450 AM WOS
at 95.9 FM.
Juice, Mom. Juice.
Mommy, why are we going to the store? Mom.
Mom, I want
Mommy.
Juice.
Mom.
Juice.
Mommy.
Juice.
Mom.
Juice.
Your child will have different needs at different stages of life, and that includes the car seat.